Boss Keith has just walked into the studio for his top five list.
Yes.
I have a little surprise for you.
Surprise.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Oh.
We're going to wire you up to a heart monitor.
You're the daddy.
What? Why?
Because we're concerned for you.
What? No.
This is an intervention.
Oh, my God. It's like a real thing.
Yeah.
My list is calm today, though. I feel calm.
Oh, you're never calm. Yeah.
No, it's National DJ Day, which is fake. And I'm celebrating in a very calm way.
You're already starting.
No, I feel great, guys.
You called it
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz.
Do I have to take my shirt off?
No.
Oh,
no.
All right. Oh, I mean, because that would be wacky.
She's wiring you up right now.
Yeah, trust me.
We were kind of hoping.
That's certainly not the first time AJ's taken his shirt off in this building.
So we should get rid of the dollar bills?
Why on my legs? Why are we putting it on my legs?
I don't know.
That's what
it's weird.
It's weird. Jessica,
who's this lady?
Jessica Anderson. She's Deputy Chief EMS in Stanford.
Oh, you have like a real job. So you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
This is going to be funny when this winds up, but then I have to, like, go to the hospital. I have things to do later.
She just has to shave your chest real quick.
But I'm telling you, my list is nice. It's sort of calm. I thought last week I was a little bit off the rails, so this week I'm a little bit better,
Yeah.
So yeah, but you're here, so.
Right, it's true. And this one? Okay.
Now look at you.
I mean, we probably could have done this earlier.
Right.
Now, these are chilly.
We wanted to.
Right.
Okay, so.
Wouldn't it be great if we could actually send the shock into him from the other way?
Like every time his heart rate goes up,
I say next.
This thing looks like a 1993 boombox. That's what it looks like.
Next week we do the rectal exam.
Jessica, will that make noise when his heart rate goes up?
I can turn it up.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Can you put it on the counter?
Crank it up.
So it's closer to the microphone?
Am I alive? I mean, do I look okay?
Wow, look at that.
That looks like the same thing I jumpstart my car with.
Oh, right. Doesn't it look like a boombox?
Yeah, it does.
It's called Life Pack.
So that's my heart? This
is your heart. You have no heart.
Okay.
Look, it's blank.
Looks great. 92, 88?
It shows.
What should it be?
Anywhere between 60 and 90 is.
69.
Well, I just went to 101.
No. You went 99.1.
I swear.
99.1. What are you doing?
This isn't
101.
This isn't comforting.
Are you nuts?
What's my cholesterol? Does it tell you that?
Oh, no.
That's a whole other probe.
Right.
Never probed.
I take a pill for that, though, so I don't drop dead.
You have to take your shirt off for that one.
Oh, you hear it? That's me. That's 101 again.
When it goes to a solid beep,
right,
there's a problem.
AJ, put your mic over there, and then share your mic with Dave, please.
Okay.
Share Dave's mic. Yeah. There we go. Very good.
I think
that's exactly.
But I feel mellow. I feel like the Fleetwood Mac song.
I feel like Lennon McCartney now.
It's all good.
I feel
like
good.
It's so I'm at a sock. See, 99. 92. See, it works.
It's going down.
88. It's unbelievable. 65.
Yeah. All right.
That means you get close to death. I'll play
right,
that.
Right.
Okay. That means you're dead.
Complain about something.
This is going to be distracting with the beeping. Oh, wow. Now I'm at 113. I'm not having a nice time.
He's getting aggravated with it. All right. You don't like
it. All right. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
So we got to do it with the goddamn beeping?
Yeah.
109.
I love it so much.
I don't like it. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
It's distracting. Okay. I don't know if I can do it with the beeping. 155. That's bad. 155's bad, right? She's like, yeah, you're good.
Yes. Okay.
If I turn blue.
She's getting the paddles out.
I don't like it. Okay.
The comments are loving this one.
All right.
Okay. Twitch.
92 seems to be my baseline, though, that I should be, like, at 92. And when I start doing this thing, I get to, like, 111, 163. Yep, 115. 111.
There we go.
88. 61. Wow, it really makes a difference.
All right.
That's so
say something good. Negative about Bono's.
I mean, we could talk about it. Doesn't matter. They have this new terrible record that's coming out.
New. They all were.
But it's not new. They're like, it doesn't matter. Okay. So today we're going to 105. Today we are going to discuss life rules. There are five things that I think we should all know, that we should all follow, that we should add to our life rules list. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
117, 120. Number five. You should stand up when you shake hands. So the first problem with handshaking is when people have weak, sort of dead fish handshakes.
Yeah.
you got to practice this. So I practice with the children. We got to practice, like, doing a real handshake. But there is a thing where people don't stand up to shake your hand when you meet them, which I think is totally ridiculous. You got to stand up and look at people in the eye, and it's a nice handshake.
Yes.
122. I'm eager. I'm eager.
You said this was a calm one. You're already angry.
This calm. I'm not mad. Nobody has done this. Most people stand up and we shake hands, but this is a trend where people sit.
But that's a dude thing. Dudes should do that. If you're a chick, you could sit down.
Yeah. No.
Everybody. You don't make a girl get up.
Everybody up.
Nah.
No. If we're shaking hands, I just met you.
You sat down for dinner. Someone comes over. Your wife should get up and shake hands.
Everybody gets up. Up.
No, just
ladies
the men.
Don't get up.
Well, it's not 1960. Everybody's up.
What if I'm on the toilet?
I don't know why there's a situation where you're shaking hands and men in bathroom. I don't know what goes on over there.
Right, right.
Number four. You shouldn't be allowed to complain about people being loud in a restaurant. So you don't like loud. You should stay home. This is your fault. So
that
if
sounds
I'm
like a very personal issue.
Right? So if I'm in a restaurant with 10 guys, we're going to be loud. This isn't my fault. It's your fault. So you can't complain. 140. I don't know if it should have made that noise.
Wow.
Right, 119. 122. We went 120. 115. What's the thing that Aaron Rodgers drinks? I should get that. The hallucinogenic tea.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, ayahuasca.
Wait, for those of you at home, when that started beeping like that, his eyeballs came out of his head. You know in the Looney Tunes cartoon when their eyeballs come out like 4 inches? He legit, his eyeballs popped out of his head.
Dave, you're so
look
right.
Look at this. This is 200. This says 200. I wasn't even doing anything.
We chose the wrong setting for this application. We should do this in meetings because he immediately stopped what he was doing.
No, he legit thought he was going to die. Right?
Right, I thought this was it. It's actually hurting my heart as we're doing this. Okay, number three. Wait, so we got it. So don't tell me to calm down at a restaurant. That's the takeaway. Okay, number three. As many of you, this is going to get me heated. As many of you know, I have a lot of problems with the phone. I believe the cell phones should get thrown in the ocean. But my biggest issue, and this is a new life rule, if I am telling you a story and we're talking and you start texting in the middle of my story, 124, we're fine. I should be allowed to smash said phone with a hammer. So we should make this a law. We're talking, you're texting, hammer. And then the phone goes away. I think that's only fair. I think people do it all the time. Now, notice this weekend in your personal lives, how many people, when you're telling a story, go to their phone and start texting? It's ridiculous. It's a problem. Like, even my heart knows it's a problem. 107, 96. We're back to normal.
DJ, why are you texting me? I'm right here next
right.
to you.
Right. Hammer. Hammer.
Okay, number two. Everyone just picked up their cell phone while you're doing your list.
Hammer. Number two. People who itemize the check and don't just split it. I don't care if you, it happens too often. So,
I'm with you.
Yeah, but
you
had dessert and I didn't.
Right, I hate it. So then you should have had dessert. So I don't care if you didn't have any apps and no Coors Lights. You're paying for half. It is your fault. I don't want a song and dance where you tell me you had a salad and I should pay for the other stuff. No. If we're going, so if the four of us here go to dinner, we're splitting it four ways. Yep. I don't care if you ate nothing. I don't care if you had carrots.
And like, the goal is to eat as much as possible.
Right, you got
to
out
you got to out the other guy.
Yeah. So I'm getting a shrimp cocktail. I'm having
soup,
everything. Yeah.
Salad, both.
Espresso martinis. I'll have three of them. Like, it's the only way to go. One
okay.
way, we're good.
And I need a dinner to go.
AJ, we went to, you went to New York for a station trip with, and Lappy had you. He was bitching about this like nuts. You said, I paid like $30 and all
I had was
a cheeseburger.
No.
So we both came up?
I had a meatball, a piece of cheese, and a piece of bread. $64.
That's your fault. You should have eaten more stuff. It's your fault.
Oh, I will get that back one day.
It's your fault. All right, and the number one thing that should be a life rule, you have to replace the toilet paper. If you have finished the toilet paper roll... 123.
Okay.
I'm all right.
All
just sounds more pissed, but I'm 123. I've been, since I started the list, in the 123s. So when I walked in here, I was 92, 88, And the list gets it to like 142.
Yeah.
My hands are numb.
But if you leave like three squares of paper, do I still have to replace
Yes.
it? Well, then you got to put in a stipulation. How many squares of paper require it to now be
changed? That's toilet paper chicken right there.
Right, right. Yeah.
So is it one full rotation? Three squares?
What
is
I think it's got to be a full rotation. Yeah. Yeah. Good addendum to this.
And everybody's always going to leave that one last rotation.
These children who live in my house, they just leave it. And I was like, hey, who was the last one in here? And I was. Well, why didn't you replace it? I don't know. The toilet paper is in the closet next to the bathroom. Wait. It's not like the toilet paper is in Sweden. Like, just get the toilet paper.
I have a question.
It went from,
I have a question. Toilet paper?
It went from 80 to 136 in about 3 seconds.
Well, it's real. This is a real bogus thing. If you live with somebody and they do, like, it's a problem. I mean, it's a real. So my parents, when I was young, used to have, like, toilet paper, like, in the back of the toilet, like, in a little crochet nonsense.
Yes. Like a Barbie doll with the dress?
Yeah.
Yes.
In a case of emergency. Yeah.
Right. So we don't.
Or the pig.
We don't have that, but maybe I'll make one. So if anybody wants to knit me a toilet paper hat, I would really appreciate that. And that's it. That's my list. And I live.
You made it.
I made it. Should I go to the hospital? No. She says no. I feel good. And I'm back to 90. I'm back to 71.
Wow.
That's really.
So we do this to you.
102. Yeah, you talking. It's actually just you speaking. I think it's a 265. That's the record.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.